This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Question to ask our audience today on the program. It's huge. And then a bonus question. A really big one and a bonus question. And there is a prize. So there is no possible reason you wouldn't want to have your radio locked in right where it's at this instant, this very instant. And for the following 2 hours, the program we call What's On Your Mind. Welcome to a Monday edition of the program. You can have a glow about you if you're a Bison fan still. You can have a giant purple hangover if you're a Vikings fan. We're going to talk about all that today. We have some shakeups going on in the presidential race. And I had a bit of an epiphany over the wasn't really the weekend, but it's been over the last couple of days. And partly due to a conversation I had with a big operative in the political world down in Texas. He's part of Ted Cruz's leadership team, but he's just a fellow that just knows politics and has lived it all his life. And so I'm going to share that. I'm evolving on this presidential race. I'm not quite ready to make an endorsement yet, but I'm evolving. I want to talk about that today with you on the program, so look forward to that. What else do we have? There's so much news. It's just unbelievable. As I say, the presidential race is heating up. I mean, you have five in a row for NDSU. You can't put into words the level of that achievement. You really can't. Five national championships. And what is so amazing to me is the team that's coming back next year. I mean, the quarterback that wasn't good enough to play he was the quarterback that was the backup to Carson Wentz, who comes back for obvious reasons. He was 8-0 this year and has three seasons left. The quarterback. And there's a lot of youth on the team. So there's the fans, by the way, memo to NDSU fans. Hear me loud and clear. You are spoiled. And you're taking success for granted. Not all of you, but a heck of a lot of you in all your crazy bison horn hats and yellow and everything else, you know, sort of did a collective, it wasn't quite that bad. But after the win, I was just amazed. There wasn't that energy. And part of it was the game was in hand, obviously, pretty handily early on, different than last year. But there was a lot of just sort of, I mean, excitement and everything else, but not like 1, 2, 3, and 4. So don't take it for granted. Savor it. Vikings fans, you know, there's a therapy session in every town throughout a five-state region, and we'll get you the names, dates, and places. Todd Mitchell will be leading most of the therapy sessions. Yes, the one and only Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen.
What? I'm doing what?
You're leading the Vikings therapy sessions. Yeah,
hey,
that are necessary now for Vikings.
Seems to me we got 50 other people that could have gotten the ball in the end zone a little bit more and wouldn't have relied on a kick at the end of the game. I guess I'm tired of the kicker lost the game people. I've been tired of that for 51 years.
After it happened, when I watched it happen, I had two emotions. And I was in a state of paralysis for about the first minute, most of the first minute, feeling immense sorrow for that kicker. I really did. I just that all that shouldn't be put on one person, and I really felt bad for the guy. I wasn't mad. I wasn't laughing like, oh, not this. I wasn't crying. Nothing. I felt bad for the guy for 59 seconds of the first minute in stunned paralysis, and for 1 second of the minute, I thought maybe there is a curse. You know, because you just say, how can this didn't just. It's almost like you expect it. But anyway, look. Zimmer's a great coach. I'm excited for the future for the Vikes. I think it's going to be fine. I really, really do. What else we got? I promised that I'd spend some more time on the University of North Dakota President's Field, and we're not going to get to a lot of that today, but I did confirm my gut feel as I reviewed that list on Friday. It is not a strong field. There's a couple of highlights in there, but I believe, and this is the conversation I think will prompt some debate and discussion and maybe some controversy, but it's necessary. I honestly believe we need a conversation about changes to our open records law, specifically related to recruiting and hiring people in just a couple of key positions, and maybe only even the president's positions. But I have a very good source that tells me the search committee assisting with this particular effort, of the folks that are coordinating it, and I don't know if it's a firm or if it's internal or what, but have identified six people who are current presidents who had expressed interest in the position and waited to see if there'd be any changes in the open records laws, did not end up applying for the job. So in other words, talent interested in leading the University of North Dakota says no because of our laws on open records. That puts us at a disadvantage when competing with other schools. So I think it's a bad idea. Now, that having been said, I don't think a president is, you know, you don't have to have someone who's been a president. But an indication of the strength of, you know, the school itself is how many other presidents want to move up to that school and be president, right? And when there's not a sitting president, there's one former president out of 37-some left in the field, says a lot. The criteria for this job, well done by Grant Shaft and his team, Jim Pullman and others that are on the search committee, I believe doesn't point to, hey, you have to be, you know, have a academic hybrid and be a president and everything else to lead our university. So, but on the other hand, I don't know. More to come on that story. I just want to share my comments with you on that, but certainly there's more to come. Really, the big story you're probably going to be hearing more about than anything this week, well, I'd say two things. One, the lotto, okay? That'd be nationally, the lotto. And tomorrow we're going to broadcast from the headquarters of the North Dakota State Lottery, okay, on the program, because there are just a lot of people that are focused. I have a bit of a dilemma. It's my big question I want to ask you about here in a moment. The other big question will be, is Doug Burgum going to be a candidate for governor? He announced last week that he was announcing on Thursday, and I picked up some other tidbits down in Texas, believe it or not, related to people who are in political circles in Texas who are asking, hey, tell me more about this Doug Burgum guy. And so that led me to believe that the reason those questions are being asked is that he is running. I think he's been considering running for a long time, and I think the consideration is done and over with. I think he's running. But I could be wrong. Thursday we'll find out, and so that'll be a big story as well this week. So, gosh, there's just a lot going on. It really is a lot. Here's my dilemma. I have sworn off buying lotto tickets. And I honestly, sincerely want some advice from the audience here today on whether I ought to buy one. I haven't bought a lotto ticket for a long time, mainly just because, I don't know, something snapped in me to say this is dumb. You know, how many have I bought? And I'm not like this crazy go every week, buy 10 tickets kind of person, but I'd buy them. And I one time just kept all the tickets, and all of a sudden there's big piles there. And I'm like, okay, you know, I got probably a couple $100 in there. That would have been better off giving to the church. You know, put it in the savings account. Give it to, you know, some worthy cause. What in the world am I doing here? So I just said I'm not doing it anymore. I thought I really cured myself of the desire to play. And then, Todd, what happened? What happened? What did we talk about a couple of jackpots ago? I bet it will
I decided I wanted to wait and win even more money, so they bounced it up to $1.3
billion. And we started talking about
it. Which is
about,
funny, because now all the displays across the state all say 999 because nobody was planning on a four-digit figure in that thing.
Oh, for funny, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. So Todd and I started joking about four or five jackpots ago that, no, we're going to wait till it hits a billion. So it's a billion, folks. So is a billion-dollar jackpot worth getting back into the game? I don't know. I mean, I'm not the type of person that believes that money brings happiness. It's not how I'm wired. But think of the good you could do with that jackpot, right? And this hoopla is fun. I think it's fantastic. I really do. I think it's great. Somebody's got to win, right? So I don't know. What do you think? I'd like a little advice on that today, okay, if you don't mind. You can do it on Facebook, or you can just call the program. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. I have another bit of a difficulty that I need some help with, and that one comes with a prize. I really screwed up. I mean, like, you can't even believe how big I screwed up this weekend. So I'm gone, you know, like, what, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, back Sunday afternoon, right? It's time to clean the house, right? Got to do my part. So I didn't have to clean the whole house. I kind of usually have, you know, like our bedroom and bathroom and the upstairs hallway, like, you know. She gives me the stuff I can't mess up, right? So I'm ready to go. I'm doing my cleaning duties. And before I knew, she pulls out a package that came in the mail. She said, "Hey, I find you these pair of jeans. I thought you'd like. They're flannel because I'm always cold. And they're jeans. And they're some like agave. I think it's agave. Does that make, do you know the man? He's probably our jean expert here. So the agave jeans. They're like $200 jeans that she got for $30 somewhere. Okay, some clearance. And they're flannel, and they're really good. So I put them on, and they fit perfect, probably best fitting pair of jeans I've ever had, right? And I'm all fired up. I'm thinking, this is fantastic. These jeans are great. I love them. They're warm. And I start cleaning. And then what happened? That's why I need your help, folks. You know what I'm saying? 800-228-0550. Rest of the story after this and more of What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&S Motors, Inc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The rest of the story, by the way, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline open at 800-228-0550. Are you buying a lotto ticket? Should I buy one? And by the way, if you want in, we could do a little What's on Your Mind,
Well, no, that would be good. What do you I was going to say, if what? You're just going to buy them yourself, no, don't, because I don't want you to accidentally split my jackpot.
You could be in on our office pool if you want. You just need to give us your number and be the honor system. You know, in other words, you buy yours, we'll buy ours. We all buy one. Anybody wants in.
And I'll give you the $3 if we win, and if not, then, okay.
We just have each other's phone number. If you want in on that deal, here's what we probably should do. We'll give you the 24/7 line, because then we'll have your number. And all you need to do is say, I'm in. You don't need to say anything else, but we'll at least have your number when you call. So that is 855-200-1776. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you want in on the What's on Your Mind office pool, just say, I'm in, you know, I'll buy a ticket, and we'll do the honor system thing, okay? Now, I haven't said if I'm in yet. I still need your advice, and that's what I want you to call in the air about. Should I buy a ticket after all this? Okay? At 800-228-0550. That's the number you call Todd and I at all the time. Bismarck Mandan. Home of the legendary 550K Fire, 258-0550. You can text Todd with your answer. Should Scott buy a lotto ticket? 701-226-8503. Okay? By the way, I'll tell you also, we have a great show lined up for you today. Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter will be here. Jerome is Vice President for Public Affairs. We are going to hear today a version of a talk that Monsignor Shea has given in big-time business circles all around the country. He gave a talk to a group called Legatus, for instance. That's Tom Monahan's group, the guy that founded Domino's Pizza. And you know how people talk about having a balanced life? You know, you should live a balanced life, meaning Don't work too much now. Don't be a workaholic. Remember your family, right? I mean, there's work and there's family and there's, you know, right, a balanced life. And Monsignor says that's actually not the right way to think, that we actually need an integrated life. So I'm dying to learn. We're going to learn from one of the best today on the program what that's all about. So we'll do that. We're going to meet a B-52 pilot from Minot, who was part of the crew that flew that B-52 bomber over Toyota Stadium at Frisco before the big game between the NDSU Bison and the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. And the hair on the back of my neck was standing up. It was so cool, and we really got to go inside how it all works. And so you're going to hear from the pilot today on the program. That'll be fun. We also have a gentleman who was the lucky winner of our little contest we did on the air. Remember last week we asked for any tough luck travel stories so we could reward folks with some good luck and some sweet seats at the game from Choice Financial? Well, we have a winner, as we say. And Troy Soljum is the winner, actually. He's going to tell us a little about the trip down and everything else. So that coming up today on the program as well. And in a moment, I want to play you, I mentioned the, I want to talk a little about the presidential race, a clip of Donald Trump's that I want to get your impressions of, okay? So we're going to do that. I'll just quickly finish my story, and we'll get to it here. So I screamed when this happened, but I told you, you know, I get home after being gone a long time. My wife had found a great bargain online of some agave jeans. They're like normally $200. She got them for $30. She was so excited about the bargain. She's a great bargain shopper. I try them on. They fit perfect. And so much so, I keep them on, and I start cleaning the house. I keep overstating my role in the housekeeping of the house. I did my few little chores, right? And one of the things I when I clean, I like to use some bleach, Todd. I'm a bleach kind of guy. Get out the bleach,
well,
and you can clean anything, right?
Very effective cleaner, no doubt.
It's kind of a guy way to clean. You just get the bleach
right
out. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just going to town and everything else, and I look down at one point. I'm still wearing these jeans, and there's a giant bleach stain on these brand new jeans.
Oh.
I screamed.
Always
like
wear the knockarounds that you don't care about if you're going to play with bleach.
I screamed a blood-curdling, you know, scream of, I've screwed up, I can't believe. Everybody comes running, what? Like, look at the jeans. And they're like, you didn't. So the bigger question than should I buy a lotto ticket today is, what the heck, is there any way to get that out? I have a photo on Facebook so you can see it, but
you are going to be the most fashionable house cleaner now. the rest of your life because you'll have the most expensive jeans anybody will wear bleaching anything. Because you've already bleached them once. The bleached jeans isn't in plenty of circles. So I don't know. Maybe you're hipper now.
They call you Todd the Radio God for a reason. I just actually bleach them up and they'll look like everybody else's jeans.
There you go.
These don't have many of those, don't they like rip jeans and blemish them all?
Maybe somebody will start asking you, wow, where did you find the bleached version of those jeans? Those are cool.
Your
little secret there. Yeah, there you go.
Testing the bleached version. Yeah. But in all seriousness, I'd like to get it out. So I know there's probably somebody out there that has a solution. If you do, and it works, I will bring what's on your mind to your community free of charge. Maybe you can, for a church, charity, group, school, organization, something, we'll just come do a little good in your community. We'll bring the radio show there. No charge. Okay? So there's a little incentive for you. 800-228-0550. Rick and Ross is first to go today. Rick, you got any advice for us today on the program?
Yes, Scott. I'm going to tell you to buy a ticket, and I got a little story to go along with that.
Bring it up.
There was an older gentleman his whole life. He did nothing. He's pretty much like you. He gives and gives. Gives till he basically doesn't have anything left. And the man gave so much his whole life. Now he's 80 years old, and he's just looking up at the heavens and saying, "Dear Lord, I've worked so hard my whole life. I am just so tired. Please just let me win the lottery or something. I just can't work anymore." And he keeps his prayer going day after day, going, looking up to heaven, saying, "Dear Lord." And one day he's looking up, and all of a sudden he hears thunder. The clouds part, and a booming voice comes from the heaven. "Buy a ticket." So, my friend, go buy a ticket. Have a nice day.
Are you saying you're calling from heaven? You're the voice?
Buy a ticket.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
I like it.
And God must have heard the call and disconnected it.
I think he was done. He said his piece. He moved on. Yeah.
Or did he disconnect the call? Or did he disconnect the call?
All right. So there's one vote. Manny, what do you think? Should I buy one?
What the hell? Go for it.
Wow. Manny says just go for it. Todd, I assume you're in.
Should you buy a ticket specifically?
Yeah,
no, because I don't want to have to split my jackpot with you because you accidentally won for the first time.
Oh, you don't want to compete with me. Yeah, I understand that. I get that a lot.
Yes, you should. Why not? Somebody's going to win this thing.
You want in on the office pool, ladies and gentlemen. We'd love to have you. You know what I'm saying?
I want in.
Yeah, so remember that. If you want in, 855-200-1776. We'll have your number.
And, you already have my number, so
we'll go
have to call too.
But should I buy a ticket or not? Let me know. 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by North Dakota Oil Can. Check them out on Facebook. Some great things going on in communities all throughout North Dakota and online. NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at WhatsOnYourMindRadio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of the Apache sprayer, the only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty. Great fuel efficiency. No other sprayer provides the fuel efficiency the Apache sprayer does. They have the lightest footprint in the industry, less compaction on the ground. Their mechanical drive system that results in a more rugged machine makes the Apache sprayers easier to maintain. And at High Plains Apache, they have models from 750-gallon to 1,200-gallon, booms up to 132 feet now. That'll cover some serious ground. And, by the way, a couple of used sprayers on the lawn right now. See the Apache sprayers today at High Plains Apache in Mandan, across from Bonanza. Your authorized Apache sprayer dealer, highplainsapache.com. They're also in Fargo. Frontier, actually, south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60. All right, Eric and Stanley, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Eric.
Yeah, you can use, it's called RIT, R-I-T.
Hey, Eric?
Carter.
Eric, hang on a sec. I'm going to have Manny chat with you there. We're losing you. All I got was RIT. But we'll get another suggestion here in a moment. Bruce in Norris, South Dakota, in the meantime, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hey, Bruce.
Hi. I think I was just going to give the same suggestion the last guy did. It's RIT fabric dye.
Oh, so what you do is you're just reversing, you're basically covering up the stain.
Well, I mean, with bleach, it's not really a stain. You remove the dye from the material, so it's kind of just replacing the dye.
I got it. All right.
And I have no idea if it'll really work, but I just want to see you come down to South Dakota and broadcast.
Where is Norris, South Dakota, anyway?
It's clear in the south central part, about 30 miles from Nebraska.
Wow, there you go.
I love it. All right, well, hang on. Manny's going to get your information. In case this RIT deal works, I'll go to Stanley and Norris. Bruce, appreciate the call. Eric, are you back?
Yes.
Now I can hear you a little better. So have you used this before?
Yeah, I've used it on a pair of jeans before, but what I did, it was an old pair of jeans, and what I did was I put a little bit of it on there and tried to blend it in to make it the right color. So just use a little bit at a time, and the more you use, the darker it will get.
That's cool. Now, what's funny is I have a few pair of jeans. I got some cool Jacob Davis jeans up at Myers Department Store in Watford City. Probably my favorite pair. And but I'm not a snob on jeans. I just wear whatever. And my wife and the girls will say, Dad, you got to wear. You know, they'll pick different jeans out. Whatever. I'll wear whatever they get. Most of them now have like all these like blemishes on them all over. That's kind of the hip new thing. These are just kind of the straight one color deal. So unfortunately,
straight blue jeans, but it'll work. It'll just put the blue jean dye color back into it. But you can get it at any of your any stores, Walmart, Supercenters, wherever. So just go to the detergent section. They'll have a whole set of them, blacks, reds, greens, blue, whatever. So.
Sounds good. Eric, hang on. We're going to get your information here. Anybody that gives us a suggestion, we're offering, if it works, bring the radio show. What's on your mind? Do your community. Do some good for somebody. Be kind of fun. Look forward to it. Text from John says, Scott, I'm in. Buy a ticket. So we have his number. So our office pool is growing. Your family, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to this radio program, your family. So we'll go on the honor system. You buy a ticket, we'll buy a ticket, okay? Simple as that. Another says, I never buy lotto tickets, but $1.3 billion, I bought 30 of them. Probably never will again. When was there a $1.3 billion? Or is he mean this one? Is this one?
This
gonna be
one.
This one's, so he's in there.
Right.
Okay. They think it's going to get.
And you know, the last one, when it started at 700, wound up being, you know, 949. So this one may be way more than 1.3 by the time we get to Wednesday night.
Here's another text who says, I need coffee. I'll be right back. Well,
that was
more
me.
Information. That was you. You
wow.
Needed coffee.
This is me, Scott. Come on. Holy cow, you need coffee.
Just having fun, folks. That's how I get this information. That's how I know what's on Todd's text, because you're texting Todd at 701-226-8503. So there we go. Eric is good. Oh, you can talk to Eric now and get his information, if you would, Manny, so that we can... contact him if the writ works. Any other solutions that work, it'd be great. Here's the other thing I want to talk about in the presidential race. And you can talk about anything you want today, whether or not I ought to buy a lotto ticket or how to fix the gene dilemma we have here. But great comments on Facebook, by the way. Keep them coming. Homer says, yes, buy one and give me a million. Smart man. Yeah. Mike says, it's $2. Donate. Well, that's what we're donating. Right on. Let's see. Kevin says only about 26 cents of that goes to the general fund. That doesn't mean I won't buy one. We're going to talk about that, how much it benefits, you know, North Dakota and what are done with those dollars tomorrow from the lottery office. The attorney general who is in charge of the lottery. I mean, the lottery's mission is under the work of the attorney general. And so Wayne Stengem, also a candidate for governor, going to join us tomorrow on the program. Trent Luce, too, by the way, as we do as we promised, get both sides of the story on the situation out at Oregon. So that'll be tomorrow. But Barb says it's neither illegal or immoral to buy a ticket. Okay, there you go. So some more of your answers. Keep them coming at 800-228-0550. I would have bet a lot of money asking for a solution on how to fix a bleach stain in jeans that we would have somebody, I don't know, you know, a housewife from Beach, right? Maybe a rancher's wife from Hazen. I don't know. I just expected not two guys to call. It's kind of amazing.
That was kind of ironic, wasn't it?
And maybe I'm being sexist, like that Donald Trump. I don't know.
The typical guy who's just put bleach on a fabric is probably going to run to a woman just out of reflex, because we generally don't have the first clue.
No, none. Zippo, nada. Like, what do I do, dear? Like, can we just put it in the wash?
Don't
put it in the wash. It's a bleach stain, you dumb. But this one, the one guy called, said, no, I think Eric and Stanley was the one that said, no, the bleach takes the, takes the dye out of the jeans. I didn't know that. I was a
stain. Yeah. No.
Nancy and Edgley on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was going to tell you, go ahead, buy a lotto ticket, and you too, Todd, because I'm going to. And if I win, I will share it with both of you.
Okay, so you're in on the pool.
Oh!
Very good.
Is this Nancy Jangular by chance?
Edgley.
What's that?
This is Style and Design Boutique from Edgley.
I was just asking if it was Nancy Jangular. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing good. I haven't seen you for a while.
Well, I'm waiting to win that big Powerball, and then we'll get over there and get some more stuff for Carrie there.
There you go.
What do you sell at the boutique there, Nancy?
Oh, I have a lot of women's fashion and jewelry and handbags. My husband and I, we got the old bank building in Edgley, and we renovated it, and opened Style and Design Boutique, and since then I opened one in Jamestown also.
Very cool. Very cool.
Jamestown. It was a long-awaited boutique in Jamestown also.
I'm glad you got a good plug-in. Appreciate it very much.
Yes. Gary found a ton of good stuff over there, as a matter of fact. So
here's what I wanted to tell you about on the presidential race. A lot of things we're talking about today, but one is I talked to some folks in Texas who know presidential politics. And they are essentially saying, many of them, in fact, the guy I talked to who gave me the strongest indication is currently a Ted Cruz official. I can't say his name because that would obviously be news. But he's a Ted Cruz official. He likes Ted Cruz. But he's saying Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. And he said Donald Trump's going to be president. And I shared with him something he hadn't heard before. But afterwards, he said that's exactly why he's going to be president. What you just told me is exactly why he's going to be president. And it was a press conference, I think, might have been a rally, in August. And it was a seed that was planted with me on Trump. When I heard it, I just said, you know, there's something to that that I think is going to resonate all throughout this campaign, and this is going to keep going. He's going to keep going. This was August. I want to play for you what it was and see if you agree with my assessment. Go ahead and roll this.
I called Carl Icahn last week. Great guy. Killer. We don't care. Do we care that he's a killer? Does anybody mind? He's a tough cookie. But he's a friend of mine. I said, Carl, if I make it, and we're leading in every poll, which is really amazing. You know, it's been a very exciting couple. I said, Carl, you know, he's made a fortune. He's a great negotiator, talented guy, very smart guy. Went to Princeton, one of the top students at Princeton. A lot of people don't know that about Carl. And there are other people like Carl that are brilliant people and great negotiators. They don't sleep at night like me. We toss and turn and toss and turn. We're thinking, always thinking, ay, ay, ay. It's not easy on the family. But we're tossing and turning and scheming. That's what they are. There's no 18 hours of sleep. Does that make sense? So I said, hey, Carl. In fact, now the press will call Carl, I'm sure. But Carl Icahn, great. I said, Carl, if I get this thing, I want to put you in charge of China and Japan. Can you handle both of them? Okay, China and Japan. He said, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. I want to do it. You know what? Just relax. Everything will work out fine. We'll make great deals.
Now, that's, you know, there's not a presidential candidate in history that's described someone that would be part of their administration as a killer before. And that just tells you how much presidential politics has changed because of Donald Trump. Everything that every expert thought about how you win a presidential nomination is thrown out the window. And it's because of us. We're here. We're done. We want somebody who will go in there and just get it done. He was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. He did he mentioned a poll. I'm going to talk about the next hour as well. I want to talk more about this. But let me get Dave and Bismarck here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I want to talk about something else. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, just wanted to congratulate the Bison on their nice victory that they had over Jacksonville State. And make a couple comments about the fan base. I visited with the... a lot of the fans from Jacksonville State, and they mentioned that they had a couple of them were responsible for trying to organize their fan base and get them over, and they had called over to Sam Houston State to find out what they could do, and Sam Houston State said, boy, you better be prepared because the Bison will show up in force. Their fan base is awesome, and she said, we're just blown away because they just don't have any of that type of thing going on down there where they have such a huge fan base.
It was fun. And there were a lot of Jacksonville State fans there compared to past years, but it still was dwarfed by the Bison Nation, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. They were swamped. I mean, I would say they had probably 30% of the, at the most, 30% of the fans were from Jacksonville.
Yeah, I thought about 20. Hang on, Dave. Yeah. We can chat off the air here if you have more to say. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square.
standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience, standing for our time-tested traditional family values, standing for freedom in America, one nation under God, standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I am back from Frisco, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Refreshed and renewed. How can that be? How in the world could I have been gone, whatever, 4 or 5 days down in Frisco, Texas with the craziest, wildest, funnest fans? In college football, I guess it was because I had my pillow all along. You know, if you get better sleep, I'm just reading a report from Dr. Morgan Griffin on WebMD, actually, that talked about 9 surprising reasons to get more sleep. Better health, less pain, lower risk of surgery, better mood, better weight control, clearer thinking, better sex life. I think Todd wrote that one. Stronger immunity, better memory.
I didn't write that
one. There is
I didn't have a doctor's name, but Todd Mitchell. Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. One of the coolest things about the Bison weekend was that B-52 coming down from Minot. And we had the great honor of spending some time with Lieutenant Daniel Harrison of the United States Air Force stationed in Minot, who is a B-52 pilot. So I have to ask, what's it like to be a B-52 bomber pilot?
It's exhilarating. It's a piece of history. There's a lot that this aircraft has done. They've been through a lot. It's truly an honor to be able to carry on that heritage. And it's a fun plane to fly.
As you're flying that thing, what's the heritage that most sticks with you? What do you think about in the way of the history of that aircraft?
Probably it's shining moment during the with the ArcLight strikes during operations linebacker 1 and 2. Just the fact that we brought them in Vietnam and the incredible impact that they had in bringing the North Vietnamese to the talking table, and just the history that we've allowed to carry on.
And talk a little bit about the aircraft itself. What's it capable of?
Well, sir, B-52, it does what it says on the tin. B is for bomber. 52 is the designation. Started flying in 55, but that aircraft was designed on a piece of paper, a napkin, really. And it's gone through many iterations. It has 8 engines. It's a very heavy aircraft. It can take off at almost a 500,000 pounds gross weight. And it's truly, truly immense, truly immense. It's, I feel like you're at the helm of a very large ship.
Yeah, and when you talk about immense, the size, give folks an example that might, you know, fly from time to time in a particular aircraft versus a 757 or a 747 or a smaller, DC-9 or something. What is, size-wise, it's pretty good. It's up there, right?
Yes, sir. It's a very large aircraft, 185-foot wingspan. So, and I apologize for the lack of precision on this, but I'd say it's pretty close to a 737 in size and weight. So about that.
But the respect that it commands, given what it's capable of, is probably the most impressive part of the aircraft, right?
Yes, sir. It's an incredible aircraft. Obviously, it's capable of carrying some very powerful weapons, and there's a definite weight of responsibility in understanding that when you step to fly that aircraft with your crew, it's you and 4 or more other people that are going out and flying a piece of history, but also taking a great amount of responsibility with you.
As a B-52 pilot, your job today as part of this effort to get this plane over the festivities at the correct time is no small matter as well. Tell us a little bit about the precision it takes to have the plane take off from Minot at the right time to be right over the stadium.
Yes, sir. A lot of that starts with the ground personnel at Minot. The fact that we have maintainers that are out there turning those jets, making broke things unbroke, and making sure that the aircraft can take off in the pretty tough conditions that we have up there. It's a very austere field, so you're dealing with a lot of things that you may not necessarily have to deal with in other locations. The freezing fog, the snow, the very, very cold temperatures, and the winds especially. But the fact that we can get them airborne and get 2 aircraft up out of here, you're talking hundreds of folks on the ground making sure that happens, as well as the crews that have been trained and prepared for these kinds of things. And coming up here you're getting up on an early Saturday, on a Saturday morning, probably got up at 4 a.m. today, and they're on their way out here. I'll be on the ground talking to them, giving them real-time updates. The game clock is what's really going to be dictating a lot of when they're supposed to be at certain places. And obviously the time on target, the time over the field, if you will, is when they're expected to be here. And that's going to be driven based on the events that are occurring. And so we have a very meticulous script laid out. There are obviously going to be changes that can occur by a few seconds here or there. So it's incumbent upon me to convey that to them clearly and intelligently, and it's incumbent upon the crews to be the professionals that they are and ensure that they maneuver the aircraft appropriately so that they can get it right where they need to be.
You know, you do important work flying a B-52, defending this country, and we so much appreciate the men and women of the United States Armed Forces and what you do. But
events like this are important too, aren't they? Just to connect what you do in the armed forces with average everyday people that are going to a football game and cheering on their favorite team.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to serve, and we greatly appreciate the support. But the opportunity to come out here and be able to do this sort of thing, build that goodwill with the folks, to see what their tax dollars are doing, and to show that we'd like to be involved in the things that everyday folks are involved in as well. It really is a joy and an opportunity and an honor for us to do this.
Lieutenant Daniel Harrison, Minot Air Force Base, B-52 pilot, part of the incredible festivities with a B-52 flying over the national championship game with the Bison. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.
How blessed are we to have folks like him, Lieutenant Daniel Harrison, and every member of the United States Air Force, as well as our entire armed forces, defending our beloved United States of America. Man, it's awesome. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.